Yesterday we laid out the premise that the Rambam was of the view that the Isser Melach on Chol HaMoed is in fact a Din Doraisa. The Magid Mishnah and Agos Maimonios do not understand the Rambam in this fashion, admittedly, but I think the language of the Rambam, again in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yantif, is very clear, where he says the status of Chol HaMoed emerges from the fact that the Torah describes it as Mikra Kodesh, and the fact that the Chagiga, which could have been brought on the first day of Yantif, can be brought during the entire week of Chol HaMoed. Those are clearly dinim midaraisa. And again, we explain the notion of all of the heterim in terms of Melechas Davar Ha'avad, in terms of Tzorech HaMoed, in terms of Tzorech HaRabim, in terms of Melechas Hedyot, all the things that you can do, which again convinced Rabbeinu Tam that we were dealing with an Isser Melacha Midrabanan, the Rambam L'shitaso, by the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, the Rambam is of the view that this is yet another example of Misaran HaKasav L'Chachamim, that the Torah said to the rabbis, there is an Isser Melacha Midaraisa on Chol HaMoed, you define exactly where it applies, and the rabbis shaped it just like the Shari Nuyim of Yom Kippur. We gave the example of Kala Rochetzes Espana. The Rambam does something very fascinating just a little bit later on in Perek Zayin, Vilchos Yantif. He pairs together two dinim that I don't think you would naturally relate to each other, but he does so in a way that's very thought-provoking, and I'd like to suggest a certain theory. The Rambam begins with the din of Nega'im on Chol HaMoed. There's an interesting phenomenon, right? Sara'as is not leprosy. A person has leprosy, whether or not the doctor says they have leprosy. They have leprosy based on a physiological or anatomical condition that they have. There may be a doctor who says you have leprosy. There may not be a doctor who says you have leprosy. Either way, you have leprosy. Hopefully you have a good doctor to take care of you. Sara'as does not work that way. There is no chalos shem tzaras until the Kohen says, L'chol marei neha Kohen, this is tzaras. V'haraya by tzaras habayis. It's one of the three examples where Chazal say, lo hayam lo nivra, like the Yirani Dachas, and like the Ben Sora Mora. But if you assume that the, you know, tzaras habayis happened, even if it didn't happen, the Torah says, V'tzivo ha-Kohen u'finu es habayis. Right? The Torah chasam amonam chol Yisrael, get the clay cheres, get the earthenware vessels out of the household, because we don't want them to become tameh, because, of course, there's no tikkun for a kli cheres, it's entirely lost. U'kli cheres asher sivushal bo yishaver. So the question is, why does a Kohen get to determine that? I mean, if there's tzaras in the house, you know, what kind of a game is this to say, take the kelim out? But the answer is, there isn't tzaras in the house until the Kohen says so. The halacha is as follows. The machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, what about somebody who has a nega on Chol HaMoed? So Reb Meir says, Roin lahakel v'lo lahakmer. Kohen can take a look, and he could say, you're doing okay, right? The person is doing fine, and they can continue on with their v'samachta v'chagecha, with their simchas yantiv. Reb Yossi says, you're playing with fire. Because what's going to happen? Let's say you take a look and the person is not really doing okay. Let's say that looks like tzaras, so then you're going to get involved in some kind of a sheker, whatever it is. So Reb Yossi says you just don't look entirely. And that way we preserve the idea of a samach v'chagecha, because who wants to be a mitzora? A mitzora is in a quasi-state of avelis, vadad yishev, michut samachna moshavo. He's practically an avel, right? We know that a samach v'chagecha, simchas yantif is docha avelis, right? Yabo asi derabim, v'yidcha asi diyachid. Even if you assume avelis is deraisa, like the riff in the Rambam, right? Yantif is going to supersede that. So you want to put a person in a situation of avelis. Chas v'shalom le'es mitzora. A person loses a relative. You know, during Chol HaMoed, the Shiva only begins, the real Shiva anyway, you know, after the Moed has passed. There's Avelis Bitzina, but why would we create a person who's a Mitzora, who has a person who's Tzaras on Yantif or on Chol HaMoed? So that's the first din that the Rambam has. He puts it right next to the halacha of Ein Nosin Nashim B'Moed, that we don't get married on Chol HaMoed, again in Din Daraisa, because the Pasuk says, V'samachta v'chagecha, and the Gemara Darshins, this is the Drasha of Daniel Bar Ketina, the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes, right, v'samachta v'chagecha v'lo v'ishtecha. So that we know there's a simcha that comes from marriage, v'simach as ishto asher lakach, that's already a din d'oraisa. The person has a sense of simcha, not just for 7 days of the Shiva Simei HaMishta, but for the entire year. So that can't take place on Chol HaMoed, v'samachta v'chagecha v'lo v'ishtecha. We don't mix the simcha as yantif or dilute it with the simcha of marriage. It's not fair to yantif, and it's not fair to the woman. Each of them deserves their own time, Malei Shavua Zos. So the Rambam, I think, was Mechadesh something very beautiful by pairing these two halachos together. You wouldn't think that, you know, what do they have to do with each other? The halacha of Ein Roines and the Gaim B'Moed, and the halacha of Samach and Chagach of Lo Mishtecha. I would have never thought to put those two halachos right next to each other. So what was the Rambam up to? I think what the Rambam was trying to explain by putting these two halachos together is that Simchas Yom Tov is a privilege on the one hand, but it's also a responsibility. It's a privilege, and it's also a mechayev. What do I mean? It's a privilege, right? If it's yantiv, it's chol hamoed, you get to be docha, having to appear in front of the kohen for purposes of tzaras. The Torah says it's your simchas yantiv, and therefore you're not going to have to appear in front of the kohen. But you also have to take simchas yantiv seriously. It's not that the Torah says you get out of tzaras until next week, right? V'samachta v'chayecha v'lo v'ishtecha. You have to respect the integrity of Simchas Yantiv. So the Torah says, yes, it's a privilege with respect to Tzaras, but it's also a responsibility. You cannot yourself denigrate Simchas Yantiv v'samachta v'chagecha v'lo ishtecha. I think that was the Rambam's contribution, fusing these two dinim together. Again, they don't have much to do with each other otherwise, right, just dinim that apply on Chol HaMoed. But the Rambam is really trying to explain to us that we have a responsibility to take care of Simchas HaMoed. And we all know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it says, HaMevazes HaMoedos. There's a group of five things that the Mishnah lists. Mechala Sakachim, Mevazes HaMoedos, Malbim Techaveir Berabim, Mefer Briso Shel Avram Avinu. So it's on that list. Mevazes HaMoedos means Chol HaMoed itself. That we have to protect the sanctity and the integrity of Chol HaMoed. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure given all the Yamim Tovim going around, but we have to appreciate Chol HaMoed in its own right. Mevazes HaMoedos, Aval Pi Sheish B'Torah Masim Tovim, Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. It's a very strong statement of Chazal. I think the Rambam was really trying to highlight that by putting that right next to the privilege of not having to appear in front of the Kohen during Kol HaMoed.